Last night, the Boston Bruins won their first National Hockey League championship since 1972. They beat the Vancouver Canucks in Vancouver. The Canucks had won every home game in the series until last night when they couldn't even score. They lost 4-0. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
There was no reason to question Vancouver left wing Daniel Sedin when he said prior to Game 7, "We're going to win it." The Canucks had made the most of home ice advantage by beating Boston in the three previous finals games at Rogers Arena. But then, hours before last night's game, a flicker of doubt from the NHL scoring champion Sedin, who had been largely ineffective against the tough, physical Bruins. Sedin backed away from his guarantee, saying, "If we put our best game on the ice, I like our chances." About that best game on the ice, didn't happen.
Marchand looking, curls out to the right circle, spins back in deep, feeds it in front, score!
With a little over 5 minutes left in the first period, the first ominous sign for the Canuck fans inside the arena and the estimated 100,000 gathered outside, Boston's Patrice Bergeron flicked in just the third goal that goaltender Roberto Luongo had given up on his home ice during the finals. Luongo had been virtually impenetrable in Vancouver and embarrassingly porous in Boston, giving up 15 goals in three games. Last night, late in the second period, it looked like Luongo had forgotten where he was.
Bergeron to the net, bumped down by Erhoff, score! It rolled in! Bergeron gets it shorthanded, and the Bruins have a 3-0 lead!
Bergeron's second goal of the night came at a critical point. Boston was a man down because of a penalty, but still scored shorthanded. After the game and a wildly inconsistent and ultimately deflating Stanley Cup Finals, Luongo was stoic.
I learned a lot about myself in these last couple months, and as a team, I think, obviously we're devastated right now, but we realize lots of things, and we're a good team, and we'll be back.
Boston can lay claim to being a great and resilient team, the first in NHL history to win three Game 7s in the same postseason, and anchored by 37-year-old goaltender Tim Thomas. He had 37 saves Wednesday night and limited Vancouver's highest scoring offense in the NHL to only 8 goals in 7 games. Thomas won the Conn Smythe Trophy for MVP of the playoffs, reaching the pinnacle of a career that's included several stops in Finland.
I didn't want to think about the NHL because it just seemed like it was so far away. I'm very happy that I made the decision to come back. It was a tough decision at the time, but it paid off in the long run in this case.
Not for the Canucks. Vancouver and all of Canada hope for a nice bookend to last year's Olympic hockey gold medal win over the U.S. Instead, the U.S., via the Boston Bruins, got a measure of payback, and some angry Canuck fans rampaged in normally sedate Vancouver. Whoa, Canada. Tom Goldman, NPR News.